good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Shed and 868 show with me, Jesus. Thank you for joining me, wherever in the world you may be, whatever time it may be there. So, we have this game here. We finished Wednesday. Watford-Chelsea 2-1. It was not the best game. There was a break in the game in the earlies, after like the 12th or in the 12th minute. Unfortunately, a fan needed medical attention, and that was dealt with. Alonso was one of the players pointing out to the officials that someone is in the stand needing help. We have to give him much props and much appreciation for that. It really shows that of all the unimportant things in life, although football is one of the most important things, and without life, there won't be football. And as much as we may love the game here on this show, you can't put a value or price tag on a human life. So we really need to show much appreciation to the medical staff as well, because I think the Watford staff was dealing on pitch with a player, and then the Chelsea staff went into the stands and rendered assistance. From my understanding, it was a mild heart attack that the fan, cardiac problem that the fan was experiencing. Fortunately, the fan is okay presently, so that's wonderful to hear. But before the break in the game, and even after the resumption, we didn't look good. We didn't look ourselves. We were extremely disjointed, especially trying to play balls through the middle. Yes, we got the goal from the magical Mason Mount, who, again, as usual, was impactful, influential throughout the game. He's just doing what he's doing, and bit by bit, day by day, every game by game, he's seeing how much he does improve, and does the quality of his play is immense importance and impact and influence for Chelsea's O7. But that doesn't take away from how we looked in this game at all. In the middle, we did not look confident. We didn't look like a cohesive unit. There were many, many times that the ball was playing to the back. And similar to how we played usual games, you know, play the ball back, recycle the ball. And the passes were sloppy. They were short. They weren't full of vigor, life. And I could understand that we had a huge game Sunday. And then we jumped out and we have to play Wednesday again. Just had 2 days rest. And then we have 2 days rest again. And we're back to playing tomorrow, Saturday, West Ham. And as the first game, early game, that game is 12:30 in England. It's going to be 8:30 here when it starts. So that's a very early game. I understand that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that we look extremely disjointed. Again, another mistake cost us a goal. Two games, two goals, two mistakes, two games, back to back. Loftus-Cheek, I don't know what he was doing. And he was robbed, he was stolen. The ball was stolen from him. And they went on to score again. Dennis just is on a roll right now. It shows in the middle of the park the importance of us needing or having players like Kova or Kante, or especially Jorginho. And I would say more so, I'll lean more so on the Jorginho Kova aspect in this regard, in terms of the ability to distribute the ball, collect the ball, distribute, more so Jorginho. We didn't have that on Wednesday. It showed immensely. We didn't have any of that there. One of my biggest realizations in that game is the player Saul. I honestly thought that he would have meshed in the Premier League because of the style of football that Atletico Madrid plays, the physicality. I was assuming that he will fall in, maybe not automatically, but he would fall in and, you know, make that transition. And apparently the experiment has failed. He was out of sorts. He did not look comfortable. He did not look as though he could fly in the Premier League. And unfortunately, I think that for all parties concerned, he may have to leave. But the thing is, he may not be able to go back to Atletico Madrid. And I don't think he would be able to play for another club. I don't think he could play for three clubs within one season. I would have to do some more research on that and see if anyone knows about that. Just let me know. Let me know and inform me. But yeah, he did not look good at all. It shows the importance of having quality players, not just depth and names. And it showed, especially when we started to get injuries. Now, when Saul was hooked, we brought on Silva and put Chalaba in the midfield. Played good. He has played that position before. He got injured. Even Tuchel himself said, between Wednesday and tomorrow, Saturday, there's not going to be much training. I was shocked by that statement, but I understand why. It's because of the squeeze in the games. And after Saturday, we have the Premier League on the 8th, which is Wednesday. At least we get a 3 days rest, a one day in between. But that's the December fixtures for you, and that's why the EPL will always get high ratings, because of the speed and of which the games come. You have to be in tip-top form, tip-top shape. Not much players can come and fall into that type of play, you know, that type of rigor and venom back to back. But the game didn't look good. We weren't looking ourselves. Then some more tactical changes were made, and Hakim Ziyech came on. That is where, boom, things just, he looked like someone with I could say by a message to send to everyone who was doubting him, to everyone who was saying, yo, we gotta sell this guy. He has proven himself yet again, another game. I don't think he needs to be sold, him, neither Kai Havertz or Timo Werner. He did good. He did excellent. He came on, assist by Mount, and got the goal. He could have even gone on to got a third one. But was wonderful saving again. Now, although we did not win convincingly, although we were disjointed, although we were making sloppy passes, defensive errors, some luck in between involved, that's what happens when you are playing, when you have the mentality to win. It, no matter how good you are, some luck is needed. And no matter how good you're playing on the pitch, there'll always be a team who will just come in and, you know, try to disrupt that whole rhythm, that whole flow. And that's what champions do. That's how champions win. Might be the cleanest win. But win is a win. We got that all important 3 points. Because all around us, our two major rivals for the title are right there winning. So what we're going to do? We have to win. We already drew on Sunday. That's gone. We have to deal with the game in front of us. We won on Wednesday. That's gone. Now we have to deal with a big derby on Saturday. West Ham at the stadium, in the London stadium. What are we going to do? We have to look forward to that. And I think Lukaku and Timo Werner will definitely start. I think Hakim Ziyech will start, and I think we will see Cho at some point in the game. We don't have Chilwell again. Hopefully we could get either Kante or Jorginho. Kova is still out for some time. I don't think Sa will play. Christiansen and Rudiger and Silva definitely will start in this game. Mendy had a wonderful game, put his body on the line for us on two occasions. Definitely would have scored. Then they definitely would have scored, especially that second one when he came running out, and that definitely shows his remarkable goalkeeping skills. He's going to another level. I think that snub for the Yashin Award has lit a fire under him again. It has reignited or it turned up the heat, the intensity of the fire burning inside of him. And I don't think that we should be worried much, because I know Kepa is seeing that, and Kepa himself is definitely taking note of that. The Chalaba injury, we haven't seen anything about the severity of the injury. Hopefully it is not as serious as we think. Maybe just one game, but we will take our time with him and see what happens. Yeah. So this one is a short and sweet, just an update of the last game. Look forward to the next game, which is tomorrow. We definitely are going to face a tough opponent in West Ham, who are fourth on the table and have been very impressive under David Moyes. We can't take a blind eye to that. But we go to London on Saturday, and a London derby. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be massive. It's going to be huge. And I'm definitely going to take in that game from kickoff to blow off. Right? So as I leave you, remember the color, remember the aim, remember the game, and never, ever let anyone forget the name. Have a beautiful day, have a beautiful weekend, have a wonderful December, and I'll see you again on the other side.